I'm Chris Harwood, and this is live from Studio A, our second session for today. We're so happy to have in the studio. This is a rather momentous occasion. We have Coyote in the studio. It's their 10-year anniversary this weekend, and they're celebrating with the gig tonight at Sacred Heart Music Center, along with Tenderness. And it's been 10 years with Coyote. Welcome. Mm-hmm. Great to have you guys here.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Now, I'll mention it's just the duo today. Bass player Matt Mobley not with you today, but Mark Gartman on banjo and vocals and Jerry Small on guitar and vocals. So, sorry that Matt couldn't make it today, but he will be there tonight.
Yes, sir. We'll have the full thing.
Fantastic. Let's start off with a song. We'll chat in a minute.
All right. Here's something new in the works.
Live from Studio A here on 103.3 KMD. New song, you said.
Yeah.
Is that by any chance called Quicksand? Or is
I think so. We'll see.
I know some bands name something that has nothing to do with the lyrics at all, so that can happen. I mean, but so 10 years, you're still writing new songs. That's good news.
Yeah. That is good news.
That bodes good news. Well, for the anniversary anyway. It's not like, hey, 10 years and we're breaking up.
Sure, that's a thing.
Yeah.
I wanted to use it as sort of a fresh... There's the fresh start. I don't know about a fresh start, but it was sort of a new start. The energy of like, hey, if this is 10 years, let's do something about that. At least that's my thinking when I was thinking about it.
No, it feels good to sort of tie it into a project or kind of re-spark the writing process. Like, all right, what would be a suitable song for this three piece? And
So 10 years now. Is Matt Mobley on bass? Has he been playing with you all along in those 10 years, or did he kind of come along later on?
Very close to. Oh, yeah. Just about. I think within a year or two of us forming, I think he's on most of the records.
So he was on the first record, maybe, the Times of Drought album?
Not or was it just the first record. That was just the two of us. But then thereafter, I think we've been working with him. Yeah.
Okay.
So quite a while.
Yeah.
I guess I don't have an exact number there, but yeah.
How, let's just go back now, 10 years ago. What got you guys starting to play together in the first place?
Sure. Mark was working on a different project called No Wait Wait, and he was actively doing a record with that band, and this is my remembrance, but, and was looking for a little, like, some additional vocal stuff, and was kind of asking about or thinking about people to team up with. And so I learned a handful of those songs, and we did a bit of that.
And then, we recorded that album in her house in Superior.
Yep, that's right. On my rusty piano and so on. And then...
Now, this is 10 years ago. Was
that's
it,
10
was
years
it actually
ago.
A digital recording? Was this so long
this
ago
tape?
That you...
No.
You
oh, it was tape,
Herbers,
yeah.
Tom Herbers came up from the cities and brought his tape machine, and we set it up there.
You didn't cut it right to shellac or something? I'm making a joke about 10 years. It's going to fall flat on its face, so
right.
Sorry about that.
But, etched in stone.
Right.
So, that's 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Technology.
Well, you know, the music scene in this region is so fluid sometimes. It seems like everybody's mm-hmm. playing with so many different people, and everybody's in several different bands. And we'll get into that in a minute, because you both are very busy people.
Mm-hmm.
So this project has endured somehow. What's been the secret?
It's definitely sort of ebbed and flowed through all
mean?
Of that. Like, that, like we've done more and less with it, you know? So... Yeah. So sometimes it's been kind of, I think, the sort of the central project or a semi-central project, and then other times it's kind of hung back or sort of taken a rest and then sort of rejuvenated.
Yeah, the romantic classic model of a band is that's the band you're in, and, you know, John Lennon would never go play with the Rolling Stones in 1964. That just didn't happen. You know, you had your band and you were true to that band. But these days, that kind of relationship doesn't seem as set in stone. It's really a collaborative sort of open door for so many different projects. And that's a good thing, you think, right?
For me, it is. I was in my brain, I was thinking the word fluidity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's important for me in my brain.
Yeah,
I need to be able to be somewhat fluid, or I prefer to be sort of fluid in what's going on, and just this way I can go where the energy goes.
Yeah.
And I was not thinking about new Coyote record, and then I started thinking about it, you know, and because I like things just to be sort of open, I can put my space self in that brain, put my brain in that space, and I spent probably four or five months writing a whole bunch of Coyote songs to present to Jerry and Matt so we could pick our favorites for the new record. Mm-hmm. So it's been fun to get back into that brain space.
Right. Now, the projects that you've been involved in are not just banjo and singing related projects. You've got irons in completely different fires. I mean, you're part of Glitterati, Fever Dream, and you've been just doing Too Many Banjos.
Too Many Banjos, that is true.
So you've got a lot of projects going on that aren't stylistically... You know, sometimes they're even in the same ballpark.
That's the idea.
But that keeps it fresh, I suppose. So when you come back to Coyote, it's not like, oh, this is just like all the other groups I'm in. It's something different.
Agreed. Yes, I agree.
And that is that. But you said you spent like 5 months working on some songs for this group. And so, did you shut out all those other projects for a while, just to kind of keep your headspace, or did you?
Yeah, I think the answer to that is. Basically, yeah. I mean, not in like an aggressive sense, but basically, yeah. That's sort of how my brain works. I've noticed, at least in the last couple of years, that since I write songs, I kind of think of myself. I don't know how this is going to sound, but I'll say it anyway. I kind of think of myself as a director of a movie, and I can see the characters, the people, like Scorsese. I'm sure he does. Like, okay, I'm going to get De Niro. You know, he can see the characters and he can write it around that. And that's what I do with the projects I do. With the last Glitterati record, I wrote with those guys in mind. Mm. With Coyote, I wrote with this band in mind. It's very intentional songwriting, and it really, really helps.
Now,
I really appreciate it.
You're talking in terms of musical lines and harmonies? Or are you thinking of lyrics?
Oh, man. Yeah, the whole package. Is this a song that could work for Coyote?
Mm.
You know, could this work for something else? And when I'm going in that direction, I'll just dedicate all my time to writing in that direction. And I ended up writing, I don't know, maybe like 15, 20 Coyote tunes. And I think in the end, we'll probably pick four or five of them to work with, which is great for me. I love those. I've been doing that for Glitterati too, the same sort of things. Just write. Don't think, just write. And Steve Garrington, who is in Low and Retribution and so much, one of the wonderful stuff, he's really... really helped me and encouraged me in this direction. He's just like, you write, just write. And so that's what I do. I spend a lot of my time just writing, and then I'll pitch it to Steve and send Steve the Coyote demos. And he wrote back, and it made me feel so good because he wrote back and he listened to them. And it was, he's an important part of the production process for me.
Mm-hmm. And Jerry, now you've also been busy. You're not just in Coyote. You've got a solo career of your own. You've also got you've done some stuff with Southwire.
Long time singer songwriter, and I've always written, I think, in kind of a more abstracted way or in fragmented way, where song ideas sort of roll in, or you're sitting down with the guitar and it could go this direction or it could go that direction, or playing at the piano kind of has a different feel or a different tone to what it brings out.
Now, make sure that I don't misunderstand. You're not saying that you write just as inspiration comes. You do sit down and try to focus. I mean, some people say it's 95% perspiration, 5% inspiration, that old cliche, but I mean, is that true?
I often sort of let things trickle in to finish out a song, or to, you know, kind of resolve a song. Then it's more of a concentrated effort. Like, okay, what's missing, or what does this need to kind of connect the portions of it? Or sometimes two songs come together in sort of a Frankenstein fashion, where I've written one verse of something that has a feel, and then months and months or years later, another element kind of drops in, and I'm like, oh, those sort of bubble up in the same space and might actually be connected.
So does it end up recasting the song, or is it just another part of the song?
Sometimes it's just a bridge or a verse, or some other direction that the song goes and comes back from, or, you know, goes to and comes back from. And then, I trap a lot of just like little song memos. I've always sort of, you know, this is a little ingredient, this is a little ingredient of lyric or of melody. And then when we were talking about doing the project again, sort of like leafing back through those and being like, oh, what feels like Coyote, or what feels like, you know, a solo thing, or what feels like from, you know, from doing Southwire stuff, what feels sort of in that element. So, yeah.
Coyote live in our studio. They're playing Sacred Heart Music Center tonight, along with Tender Ness. Now, they're opening the show, and you guys are the closing, the big headlining act. This is the 10-year thing. So, now, is there going to be any? Are there guests involved? I mean, because you've got so many other irons in the fire. People from other groups you play with dropping in for a song or two? Or are you keeping it pretty clean with the trio tonight?
We've never really done that. No, I don't know who who we would ask.
Yeah, we're sort of.
Yeah, I suppose.
We did that once, actually. Didn't go well.
We have a balance of just the three of us.
I think three's enough.
Yeah. Never cross the streams. Okay.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. Or, you know, adding Matt was sort of like, you know, a new element at first. And then that's wonderful.
On the one hand, I suppose you'd think a bass player isn't really going to completely change things, but it changes the dynamic of a duo to a trio. And there's some chemistry
that
changes.
And it's Mobley, too. Yeah. It's, when it's not just any bass player, it's Mobley. And Mobley is a very special upright player.
Okay.
Yeah, so adding anything else to the mix, it would just be kind of detracting, I would say.
So he's not just your oompa bass player.
No, he's right there.
Yeah, he's a writer. He's a sculptor of the bass.
What a phrase, sculptor of the bass.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's a blessing working with him for sure.
Cool. Well, let's hear another song.
All right.
There's another new one. You deserve the truth. Nothing else can ask for. I give you space to move around more. Life is going good. Everything is alright. Hooked a little fish on my. Surprise, she's a puzzle.
yourself inside. The picture will reveal itself. Have faith and will arrive in time. In
Coyote here live from Studio A. Jerry Small, Mark Gartman, two of the three members, Matt Mobley not with us today, but Jerry and Mark here. With that song, is that a working title yet? Is it? You said it's a new one.
That's a full-on title. It's based. Oh, you're asking, does it have a title? Space to Move, it's called.
Space to Move.
Yeah.
Right. Now, you said you bring in a bunch of songs for the group to try out. Is that how you distill what might be on the next record? I realize it's been a few years since you've made one, but...
Yeah, it's just a really effective way for me to just really get into the mindset, mm-hmm. the Coyote song, whatever, you know, the Coyote song mindset. And so I just write and write without thinking. And what it does is it just sort of keeps things loose. And of course, you know, I as each song is being written, like I love each song as if like it's going to be, you know, on the record, you know. But, you know, time goes on, and that actually led to one that's a little better, you know, and then randomly, suddenly, now there's a good one up, followed by two not-so-good ones. So if I just keep it open like that and just sort of keep it in that wheelhouse, eventually I accumulate a few that are worth taking to the studio.
Well, you take it in, but then the band's got to kind of hammer it out as well, so there's a second phase.
Right, and then that's right. It becomes, and then yeah, it's sort of endless. Right, yeah.
So, because of this diverse musical life you're living with this group, with Glitterati, with Fever Dream, and everything that you do, how did you become this diverse? You know, I mean, some people like that guy's a sax player. That's what he does. Maybe he can play in a couple different groups, but he's a sax player in those different groups.
Sure,
you're doing things with synthesizers, you're doing things with keyboards, the guitars, you know,
right.
Banjo. Why the diversity in your life?
I have a theory. I can only give you a theory. There's no like, you know, it's just my opinion on it. And my theory on it is that, well, I think it's two things. Well, the main thing is that, what's this called? Sort of a certain lack of success. And if I had hit it out of the park with what I was doing and at whatever point, let's say high school or something, like when I was writing sort of hippie jam band stuff, so if I had hit it out of the park then, I would have probably, I don't know, I'm assuming a little bit, if that was what was rewarding to me, you know, and like people were coming to see me, I was making money. If that were things were going, I would go in that direction. Because I've never really, I've never really become like, quote unquote, like, success, you know, whatever that word's, you know, we can talk about the definition of that. But because of that, it's just sort of left me open to just like, well, let's try something else now. Okay. That started running out of heat after about 6 months. Why would I keep doing that? You know, it's like, let's try something else. If something is more successful than something else, I'll, too many banjos that played a show at the Cedar Lounge a few weeks ago. It was also our 10-year anniversary. and that was really rewarding for me. And there were people there because, in a way, too many banjos has... There's like a little thing with too many banjos. It still sort of holds a little bit of a relevancy and people come to see it. So now we're talking about maybe doing like a winter tour out in Colorado. So it's... I go where the I need it just to be open to have wherever the energy is at, and if things are going in that direction, that's what I'll write.
It's interesting. I think if you, as you say, if you'd hit it out of the park in high school,
right,
doing one type of thing, mm-hmm, and suggesting that maybe you would have been more likely to stay in that particular channel,
yeah,
for a while, maybe it would have. You wouldn't have liked it, I bet. You would have felt trapped. I don't know. This fluidity that you talk about,
right,
it gives you a lot of freedom.
Yeah, things would have, right. That's what happened. You get stuck doing one thing, and maybe drugs do get involved. You're like, this is the thing that you're successful at, but you don't really, you feel incredibly limited by it. Sure, that has its own trappings. Success has its own trappings. And I haven't really had a lot of that. And any time I have felt trapped by something, I call it quits. I say, I'm out. Because this has just got to be enjoyable.
And Jerry, you've had a kind of a journeywoman experience as well. You've traveled around a bit, and you've played with some different groups. You've performed in many different stages. So what brings you away and back to Coyote? What is
I've always just really loved singing harmony with Mark, and I think that we kind of hit a sort of, I don't know, a special tone in that, and I sort of like elemental Americana folk music. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I'm drawn to other kinds of music too, and have kind of moved about a bit in that space. But it feels pretty core to me, or how I write, or what I like to sing. And so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I actually remember a quote. Somebody was talking about your voice. It sounds like old songs that you haven't heard before, you know? I remember the same thing about Gillian Welch, and there's a lot of sort of Americana now that just suddenly does seem so, I hate to use the word primal, I think it's overused, but you know, something very fundamental to our American musical ear, you know, that just sort of sounds like it seems familiar, but it's not.
Yeah, I think, and you know, just, I don't know, I mostly stick to the four chords or this or that. I mean, there's some range there, but I've always been a folk singer, you know, in my core, and like I say, other ingredients too, and Mark brings an energy of his own, so I think that always kind of helps to, like, that it was fun, you know, saying, oh, you know, we've actually been doing this in one way or another for 10 years now, and that kind of, like, well, maybe we could, like, do something more again, or so.
Well, tell me about the campaign, the crowdfunding idea.
Yeah.
You've got three records so far, and the last one was 5 years ago, All I Feel Is Night. So now time to make another record. What's the approach?
Well, we're taking the GoFundMe approach of trying to sort of raise some money to do another recording. I'm guessing 10 songs or so, but.
Well, now you made the first one in your house, you know, back in the day. So are you looking to move to a studio for this one?
We want to do a studio production. And Mark has, I guess, found some folks he's really enjoyed working with on something recent. So so we're hoping to head down to the cities. There happens to be a studio there. And the name on that, Mark?
It's called Humans Win.
Humans Win.
In northeast Minneapolis. The head engineer is this guy, Lance Conrad. He's worked with a lot of awesome people, and Glitterati just recorded a record down there, and it was my first experience going down to the cities. I've made probably 20 records up here in Duluth, and it's all been great, but again, with Steve's involvement in my life, he's like, I'd like to try something different. This was the Glitterati we're talking about, and I said, let's do whatever you want to do. Let's do it. I'm up for whatever, you know? And it was great, and it was a really great few days. We just went down there for 3 days or something like that, and got a lot of stuff done. But having Steve and Lance in the control room doing things that in 2017 are going on in the studio that I have no idea what's going on with studio stuff like Pro Tools HD. Like I write the songs, you know. That's it. That's all I do. What goes on in there and. It's just, and those guys work at a really high level in a really calm way. And so what I love about it, like what I love about working with Steve is that I can just, and I said it earlier, is I can just concentrate on what I do best and not worry about anything else. So it's relaxing. It's going in the studio, sort of this weird thing where it's like you get done and you're like, how'd that go? You know, like, you just don't know. What, I don't, at least. I don't know what's going on. I hope things are going well.
No, I feel the same. It's sort of disorienting. Know. Or you're just, I don't know. Yeah.
And
what comes out of it.
Is that because the room has got a different energy, or is it because you're not listening on headphones?
It's
permanent. It's like, what's going on?
It's permanent, and also you're like, right, like, well, those 3 minutes, did that come together
or
not? Was that it? Did that carry what the song, you know, felt like when I wrote it, or, you know?
Yeah,
so it's hard, and then it's hard to read that because you start distracting yourself with, you know, what's the distance from the microphone? What's the, you know?
Yeah.
So. Right. Or it would be in the day where you just sat and played and other people worried about capturing the sound right. You didn't have to think about it. So.
Yeah. And that's what I think this campaign is about, having us just sort of doing what we do best and having some people do what they do best. So everyone's just at the top of the game, and it's just it's fast, it's painless, it's enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to try with this band. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, you've played two new songs already in this set today. So it sounds like you've got a book ready to go for this record. As soon as the money comes in, are you going to jump right in, or do you have some more work to do? Or?
I think everybody sort of can make the pocket of time for it in the summer this coming year. So we're trying to do the fundraising now.
See, now, but you just revealed the problem of playing in several bands at once and having several careers trying to intersect
life,
and those calendars to connect.
Just,
you know?
Yeah.
I think it's great. I think that's great. Having something like that in my future next summer, looking forward to doing that. Oh, that's great. Again, for me, it's just like alleviates pressure. If you're going in the studio next week, that'd be a lot scarier.
A little more nail biting. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's hear a song. Let's
okay, so this is something older.
See, now that's good because the 10-year anniversary, two new songs.
Right.
You got some retrospective to do, too.
Well, I think it'll mostly be familiar with a few things sprinkled in.
Coyote live in Studio A. Coyote live from Studio A here on 103.3 KMD. Jerry Small and Mark Gartman joining us today. Part of the group, Matt Mobley on bass, not in studio today, but he'll be with them tonight. They've been making music as Coyote for 10 years. And they added Matt about 8-9 years ago. Handful of albums. They've got another one in the works. And it's great to have you guys with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's
really
great. Thank you.
What time tonight at Sacred Heart Music Center are you guys going to start?
Doors at 6:45. Tenderness at 7:30. Coyote 8:15. 10 o'clock, Black River Review at Pizza Lucha.
There you go. It's a progressive concert tonight.
Keep the Duluth night going.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Thanks so much, guys. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Coyote, live from Studio A. I'm Chris Harwood. Today's Live from Studio A is produced by Christine Dean with help from Andrew Ressler, Emma Gilhausen, and Connor Wolfolk, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to kmd.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on KMD. Thanks for listening.